Be Seated Show, and this is Johnny Olson inviting you to stay with us for more fun and more merriment. And here in person is that smiling friend of every American housewife. Who is it, folks?
Aunt Jemima!
That's right, it's Aunt Jemima, the pancake queen herself!
Thank you, folks, and thank you, Mr. Olson. Mr. Olson?
Yes, Aunt Jemima?
These nice young honeymoon couples who visit, ladies be seated. They remind me of an old South saying for brides.
Well, let's have it, Aunt Jemima.
Well, folks down South used to say, it's better for brides to decorate the table with good food than with magnolia blossoms. But I don't agree.
But, Aunt Jemima, isn't good food more necessary than romance?
Oh, Mr. Olson, folks can have both. Take Aunt Jemima pancakes. They're nutritious and wholesome. And whether the bride can cook or not, she'll get scrum, luscious, fluffy pancakes every time, just tempting with that genuine old South flavor. Well, when the husband tastes those heavenly pancakes, what do you think he's going to do, Mr. Olson?
I don't know, Aunt Jemima.
He's just going to shower her with praise. Yes, sir. And that always helps romance to linger on.
Well, bring on those man-satisfying, romance-encouraging Aunt Jemima pancakes. And here is today's entry in the Ladies Be Seated singing contest. She was chosen by our studio audience just before going on the air today. And she comes from the Bronx, New York. A very nice housewife, Mrs. Gertrude Ozak.
Thank you.
How are you today, Mrs. Ozak?
Oh, fine, Johnny.
Good. How long have you been a housewife?
Oh, 18 years.
18 years. Do you folks have a family?
I have one boy, 15.
One boy. That's nice. What's his name, his first name?
Lloyd.
Lloyd. Uh-huh. Is he here at the broadcast today?
No, he's not.
Uh-huh. What does your husband do, Mrs. Ozak?
Well,
What kind of work, I mean?
Well, it's sort of jewelry manufacturing.
In the manufacturing jewelry business. Mm-hmm. Has he been in that long?
Oh, about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing when you first met him? What kind of work?
Taxi driver.
Oh, is that so? Did you have your courtship in the Bronx, Mrs. Ozak?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did he used to call for you in his taxi?
Oh, the way I met him was one night it was raining and... He used to take his girlfriend home, and I was invited to go along, and I went with him ever since.
Oh, that's a wonderful courtship, Mrs. Ozak. Of course, you listen to our program every day, don't you, Mrs. Ozak?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, while you're getting set to do our Song of the Week, I just want to pass along a little bit more exciting information about some of the gifts that this week's winner will receive. Yesterday, we told you about that lovely satin bag and the draped evening sandal. And as a perfect complement to these lovely items and the ensemble itself, we have those out-of-this-world, smooth-as-velvet, long black gloves with the seamless palm, which only Mary Hull can give you. The gloves with the streamlined, free-as-your-hand feel. And the next gift is such a breathtaker. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not even going to mention it until Monday. It's really so grand. And Mrs. Ozak, keep all these gifts in mind while your voice expresses the lovely lyrics of Smiles, the smiles the winner will wear next Monday. Good luck to you.
There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that steal away the teardrops as the sunbeams steal away the dew. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you give to me.
Thank you, Mrs. Ozak. Your applause has been registered by our committee of judges. Monday, we'll announce the name of the contestant who's received the most applause this week, and she'll be declared the grand prize winner. Decision of the applause meter is final, and in case of a tie, duplicate awards will be given. For a most enjoyable bit of singing, Mrs. Ozott, we have some gifts for you. Suppose you got all the hosiery you need, huh? Even nylons?
Oh, no.
Huh? Well, here's a box of lovely, sheer, flattering Mojud nylon hosiery for you, Mrs. Ozott. And, you know, I got a wire from three swell announcers out there at KEX in Portland, Oregon, who stand by when our program is on. They said, hey, Johnny, have pity on battered but unbowed heads of three hardworking announcers, wives demanding nylons. Aunt Jemima gives nylons. How about it, Johnny? Signed, Barney Keep, Howard Parent, and Ken Finley. Well, fellas, when you decide to be singing housewives, then I guess we'll be able to slip you some nylons, too. I think they'll have nylons all over the country before long. And here's another gift for you, Mrs. Ozott, a nice new $10 bill. And since Christmas is just around the corner, here's even another special gift for you. This gold, very thin, 17-jewel precision watch, a product of the Gruen Watch Company. Isn't it lovely?
Oh, isn't that lovely?
And what's more, because Aunt Jemima has a warm spot in her heart for all visitors, so ladies be seated, she has a very special gift for you.
I'm giving Mrs. Ozott with best wishes for a happy eating, a whole year's supply of my Aunt Jemima pancakes or buckwheat.
Hooray for Aunt Jemima. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Tom, who's next today?
Well, we have a gentleman from way down in Knoxville, Tennessee, Johnny. He's Mr. William Zion, and he's being accompanied up to the microphone by three very lovely housewives.
Well, welcome, Mr. Zion. The ladies be seated. Just say hello, please.
Hello, hello. How's that?
All right, now let's meet the three housewives. You are from?
From Los Angeles, California.
And your name is?
Mrs. Jean Gillen.
Mrs. Jean Gillen of Los Angeles, and you are?
Mrs. Emma Street from Irvington, New Jersey.
Mrs. Emma Street of Irvington. All right. And our third housewife is from where?
Mrs. Mary Holzer, New Haven, Connecticut.
How do you do, Mrs. Holzer? You look lovely today. Well, Mr. Zion, we're going to play a little game that all of us played when we were kids called Spin the Bottle. I expect you've played it, haven't you?
It's been a long time, though, since I've done anything like that.
But it was fun, though, wasn't it?
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, we have these three very nice ladies here who are going to play it with you. They'll gather around you when you're blindfolded, and then you'll spin the bottle on the floor. When the bottle stops spinning, you'll kiss the lady to which the neck of the bottle is pointing. And, by the way, Mr. Zion, is your wife here today with you?
Sitting right over there.
Oh! Well, this being a kid game, I'm sure she won't mind much. Well, now we're going to send you out to remember all the points of the bottle game, so out you go. We'll call for you in about another minute. Go right ahead. All the way out? Good, fine, swell. Well, now that he's backstage, will Mrs. Zion come up here, please? Come on up on the stage, Mrs. Zion. That's the girl. Oh, that's fine. How do you do, Mrs. Zion? Good of you to come up and join the party, too. how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good stuff. In our spin the bottle game, though, we've told your husband that he will kiss these three ladies here on the stage, but in reality, he'll be kissing you, Mrs. Zion.
Mm-hmm.
He won't know it, though, because when he comes in, you'll be in hiding, and when we start the game, we'll blindfold him, you see, and after he's kissed what he thinks is the third lady, you hurry back into the audience before we remove his blindfold. You get the idea?
Mm-hmm.
And when we pay him off, then you hurry back on the stage and grab the money while mm-hmm. I'm paying him off. You get the idea? All
yeah.
straight? Okay. Now, you hide behind this screen, and we'll call you out after we've blindfolded your husband. Don't anyone give the gag away. Let's have some fun. Send him in. All right, Mr. Zion, that's fine. Oh, say, you really look ready. Wait a minute. Don't walk off the stage. Just come right back here where I talk to you. You refreshed your memory all right on spinning the bottle?
Quite well.
That's good. Now, you stand in the center of the stage here. Now, you three ladies gather in a ring around them. Let's get them right over here on this side, right here at the center of the stage. They're going to perform a ring right around them, all the way around Mr. Zion. That's the idea, so we can sort of spin this bottle around. Good. Now, let's blindfold Mr. Zion and give him a bottle. Better give him the bottle to hang on to first, so we blindfold him. And if you want Mr. Zion, Bernie can help you spin the bottle, so you won't have to worry too much about the blindfold. Okay, the blindfold is on now, and the bottle is all set. That's good. And you're all set to spin it now. Go right ahead and spin the bottle. Here it goes. It's off to a fast start, and the bottle stops with the neck pointing at Mrs. Gillen. Mrs. Gillen. Well, that's fine, Mrs. Gillen. All right, Mr. Zion, we'll lead you to Mrs. Gillen, and you are to kiss her. Oh, now, how do you like that for a sissy? All he did was kiss her hand. A lot of fun you must have been on parties. What did you think about it, Mrs. Gillen?
Not the way I used to play it.
No, me either. All right, well, let's make another try. Spin the bottle again. The bottle is spinning around and around it goes. It stops. It points to, Mrs. Street this time. All right, Mrs. Street. And okay, Mr. Zion, go right ahead and make with the kiss. That's it. Well, what do you know about that? He just kissed her right there on the cheek. Won't you ever give out with a good old-fashioned smack? Imagine kissing a nice lady like Mrs. Street on the cheek. If you can't do any better than that, I don't know how you ever got a wife. Well, what did you think of that last kiss there, Mrs. Street?
I wonder how he ever got his wife that way.
Yeah, I wonder, too. Well, all right, now for the third and the last time. I don't think you know this game very well, Mr. Zion. It's been a long time. All right, we're going to spin the bottle once more, and I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you $10 if you'll really go to town and give out with a real kiss on this one. All right, spin the bottle. Around and around it goes. It stopped at Mrs. Holzer. All right, now, Mr. Zion, make good this time. If you want that $10, she's right over here. I mean, really? Oh! Oh, Mr. Zion! Oh, my goodness. He was really in it for all it was worth. He was in for that $10. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Zion, that was more like it. What did you think of that kiss, Mrs. Holzer?
It's a good thing they didn't offer you $20.
I'll say it is. Oh, golly. Well, he really earned the $10, so fellas, take his blindfold off, if you will, please. There you are. The blindfold is off here, the three ladies. And Mr. Zion, turn right around here because I want to congratulate you. I want to pay you for what you've earned. Here you are. We have $10 for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, Mr. Olson, that's my
$10. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who are you, madam?
I happen to be his wife.
Yes?
And for all the embarrassment I went through, I ought to have this $10.
You think so, huh?
I know I ought to. Now, you just come on, sugar, down.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Zion. I mean, gosh, I don't know what... Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Well, anyhow, ladies, you are grand sports today, and we'd like to present you with some gifts. First of all, a large white satin pillow sachet bound in blue satin with two gold metal hearts dangling and a bottle of heavenly sachet powder to keep it scented. It's really lovely. And for each of you ladies, Aunt Jemima has a whole year's supply of her Aunt Jemima pancakes or buckwheat. And, Mr. Zion, to get you back in the good graces of your wife, we have an extra $5 for you and a whole year's supply of Aunt Jemima pancakes or buckwheat.
Mr. Olson.
Yes, Aunt Jemima?
You remember when we asked the men folks in the audience if they got pancakes half often enough?
And all they said was no. Gosh, Aunt Jemima, I wonder how many women listening in realize how men crave Aunt Jemima pancakes, especially over the weekend.
And the children sure go for them, too, because they're so happy, fine, fluffy, so tempting with that genuine Old South flavor. Mm-hmm.
And they're such an easy-to-fix breakfast.
Mercy. Just take Aunt Jemima ready-mix, add milk or water, stir, and pump them onto the griddle.
So ladies, serve at least one breakfast, lunch, or supper this weekend of wonderful Aunt Jemima's. For fluffy pancakes and waffles, get the red box. For taste-tingling buckwheats, get the yellow box.
And for happy, fine variety, get both kinds.
You said it, Aunt Jemima. Well, that's our time for today. Hope you have a nice weekend. And to you folks in the studio, a very, very merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year to you. Come back and see us again. We'll be seeing your smiling face again Monday, Aunt Jemima.
At the same time.
Goodbye, Aunt Jemima.
Goodbye, Miss Olson.
Until Monday, then, this is Johnny Olson saying goodbye for Aunt Jemima. The whole gang at Ladies Be Seated. See you Monday.
You should hear my friends talk about my cornbread, writes a lady. She's one of thousands who use Aunt Jemima or Quaker cornmeal. She's discovered, as you will, that these two famous packaged cornmeals are really different. They have the fresh whiteness of choice, selected corn, uniformly granulated and water washed. You'll be delighted with the fine, even texture Aunt Jemima or Quaker cornmeal gives. You'll love its true southern type flavor. Ask for Aunt Jemima or Quaker cornmeal. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.